Good morning and welcome to King's Church Remembrance Sunday. You know, when I was growing up, I was brought upon stories of a number of my relatives who served in either one of the two world wars. My grandfather Thomas served in World War I in India, and my great uncle Robert was sadly killed on the 22nd of December 1917 on the Somme in northern France while serving with the Yorkshire Regiment. My father, having volunteered for serving as aircrew, was trained to be a pilot in the RAF when World War II ended. I had an uncle who served in the Western Desert, and one who was captured by the Japanese in Singapore. Another uncle was wounded during fighting on Crete and spent the rest of the war as a prisoner of war, and his brother was killed during the Siege of Tobruk in 1941. My father's cousin was one of only three survivors out of a crew of 1,400 men when HMS Hood was sunk by the German battleship the Bismarck. Many thousands of families have similar stories to tell of ordinary men plucked from their normal lives and put in situations they could never have imagined, and from which sadly many did not survive. From 1900 to 1945 in the United Kingdom, 1,296,283 servicemen and women were killed in action, and between 1945 and today, 5,274 have been killed. Each one of those people and their families had a story to tell, as I have. On this day of remembrance, however, there is one story about one young man that I would like to tell. Cyril Joe Barton was born on the 5th of June 1921 in Elvedon in Suffolk, the son of Ethel and Fred Barton. After volunteering for aircrew duties, he was enlisted in the RAF on the 16th of April 1941, completed his basic training and, like my father 3 years later, arrived in Georgia in the United States to complete his pilot training. He returned to England and was selected to fly bombers, and together with his crew of six, began operations in September 1943 with 78 Squadron, based at Brayton on the far side of Howden, flying a Halifax bomber. The chances of surviving a tour of 30 operations at that point in the war were very slim. And of the 125,000 men who served with Bomber Command during World War II, 55,000 of them were killed, a sobering figure of 44%. In January 1944, having completed 9 operations during a period of heavy losses for the RAF, Cyril moved with his crew to 578 Squadron, based at Burn, just outside Selby, where incidentally you can still walk up the runways and imagine the scene over 75 years ago. On Thursday, the 30th of March 1944, he took part in his 19th operation, a nighttime raid on Nuremberg, which resulted in the most RAF bombers being shot down in any raid during World War II, 96 planes, each with a crew of 7. Cyril and his crew were attacked by several German night fighters and sustained damage to fuel tanks, turrets and the radio. 3 crew members bailed out, having misheard an instruction, but Cyril decided to carry on with the mission. Having reached his target, Cyril, without his navigator, decided to navigate home using the stars in his damaged plane. But with his fuel almost gone and the plane flying on just one engine rather than the usual 4, he crossed the coast near Sunderland and looked for somewhere to land in what were extremely difficult circumstances. His 3 remaining crew members, Freddie, Morris and Timber, took up crash positions near the rear of the Halifax as Cyril avoided nearby houses and tried to land the plane in a colliery yard to save his crewmates, which by his actions he did. However, Cyril suffered massive head injuries as the cockpit crashed through the colliery yard. An off-duty Royal Marine pulled him from the wreckage, but sadly he died in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. He was just 22 years old. For his outstanding bravery, he was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross, the highest award for bravery. The letter sent to his family telling them of the award was kept by his mum in a handbag for the rest of her life. I have chosen his story because Cyril was a committed Christian who attended Bible classes and actually worshipped at Selby Abbey during his time at Burn. His crew were aware of his faith, turning the radio down and talking quietly when Cyril was praying in the room that they shared. As a Christian, he had doubts about the job he was asked to do, which involved potential civilian deaths, but was determined to stop the evil he saw in the Nazi regime. I have a copy of the actual letter that he wrote in July 1943 as he commenced operations, and a letter only to be sent to his mum in the event of his death. She received it, along with his personal effects, a few days after he died. I just want to read some of this letter to you. Dear Mum, I hope you never receive this, but I quite expect you will. I'm expecting to do my first operational trip in a few days. I know what ops over Germany means, and I have no illusions about it. By my own calculations, the average life of a crew is 20 ops, and we have 30 to do in our first tour. I want to tell you how I feel about meeting my maker. All I can say about this is that I'm quite prepared to die. It holds no terror for me. I know I shall survive the judgment because I have trusted in Christ as my own saviour. I've done nothing to merit glory, but because he died for me, it's God's free gift. I have the inner conviction as I write of a force outside of myself and my brain that I have not trusted in vain. All I'm anxious about is that you and the rest of the family will come to know him. I commend my saviour to you. I'm writing to Doreen separately, which was his girlfriend. I expect that you will have guessed by now that we are quite in love with each other. She too will find the blow hard to bear, but there is a text that we have often quoted to each other. And that text is Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Well, that's covered everything now, I guess, so love to Dad and all. Your loving son, Cyril. The quote from Romans was inscribed on his gravestone, and that is the story I wanted to tell today. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Amen.